You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August Year Weight 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The Sahel region of Africa is facing a growing threat from terrorist groups, which are becoming more skilled and expanding their influence. Leonardo Santos Simão, head of the UN Office for West Africa and the Sahel, informed the Security Council that terrorism in the region has surged in scale and sophistication, utilizing drones and collaborating with organized crime. This connection between terrorism and organized crime poses a significant challenge, threatening regional stability. The threat of terrorism is moving southward towards coastal countries, raising alarms about potential spillover into previously safe areas. The Sahel has become a global center for Islamist insurgency, with 51% of all terrorism-related deaths worldwide occurring there, according to the Institute for Economics and Peace. Groups like JNIM, Jamaat Nasser al-Islam wal-Muslimin, and the Islamic State Sahel province are expanding their control in the region. UN experts reported on July 30th that extremist groups in West Africa, including Al-Qaeda-linked JNIM, are taking over more territory, particularly in northern Mali and Burkina Faso. Henny Nsaibia, a senior analyst, described JNIM's growth as substantial and exponential, underscoring the urgent need for effective counterterrorism strategies. The growth of terrorist groups in Africa is partly linked to losses suffered by the Islamic State in the Middle East, pushing these groups to seek new territories. The Sahel provides fertile ground for these groups due to poor governance, lack of development, and climate change effects. The merger of organized crime and terrorism fuels the persistence of terrorist activities, with groups offering protection for illegal trades that generate income. Kidnappings have surged since 2017, rising from 78 to over 1,000 in 2023, further contributing to the financial resources of these groups. The surge in terrorism has created a severe humanitarian crisis, with millions at risk of displacement and violence. Funding for humanitarian aid is critically low, with only 14% of the 2025 Humanitarian Needs and Response Plan for the Sahel region received. This lack of funding impacts the ability to provide life-saving assistance to those affected by the conflict. Ongoing violence leads to significant civilian casualties, with groups like Boko Haram and ISWA causing deaths and kidnappings in the Lake Chad region. In northwest Nigeria, 3,600 people were kidnapped in 2023, highlighting the widespread violence affecting civilians. Diplomatic tensions between regional groups complicate the fight against terrorism. Experts suggest rebuilding counterterrorism relationships between the Alliance of Sahel States, AES, and the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, is essential. The AES, which includes Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger, broke away from ECOWAS in January 2025 after a coup driven by violent extremism. Bakary Sambe noted that current diplomatic tensions hinder intelligence exchange and joint patrols, weakening the overall response to terrorism. Military officers have seized power in coups, promising to restore peace, but the security situation has worsened. The withdrawal of Western military assistance and the involvement of new security partners, such as Russia's Wagner Group, further complicate the security landscape. Mali recorded 604 deaths from 201 attacks in 2024, despite a 21% reduction in terrorism-related fatalities, indicating significant security challenges. JNIM remains a major threat in Mali, exploiting political instability following the 2021 coup. The Sahel is identified as the hardest-hit region by terrorism worldwide, according to the Global Terrorism Index 2025. The growing link between terrorism and maritime crime adds complexity to security challenges, with terrorist groups exploiting maritime routes for funding. Terrorist groups use advanced communication methods, making it harder for security forces to track their operations. To combat terrorism effectively, addressing underlying socioeconomic drivers like poor governance and climate change is crucial. Military solutions alone are insufficient for lasting peace. Good governance and political stability are essential. Nigeria's delegate emphasized the need for international unity to confront terrorism and ensure a safer Africa. Support for regional counterterrorism mechanisms is vital, but often hampered by resource and political will shortages. A senior official urged the Security Council to increase support within regional frameworks due to the growing strength of terrorist groups. Copyright African Elements.